why the Bible was written. There are about 8 basic rules of interpreting the Bible so we don't twist it or we don't get twisted by the people who try to twist it. Number 1. Begin with what the passage says, but always ask, what does the passage mean, not what it says. For example, Jesus said, I'm coming as a thief. Doesn't mean that because Jesus said, I'm coming as a thief and he's coming as a thief, we can rob the bank. Number 2, pay attention to the Greek and Hebrew. English is limited by 20 odd alphabets. And there are expressions in English that are very difficult to be expressed. But there are more words and synonyms and meanings in Greek and Hebrew. Pay attention to the Greek and Hebrew. 3. Remember the context. Read verses in the context of the whole passage. Don't pick verses. One guy wanted to find the will of God and he opened the Bible. And it said Judas went and hanged himself. He said, well, maybe my finger wasn't fast enough. And then he opened the Bible again. And it said, Judas sold his master for 30 pieces of silver. He said, well, wait a minute. They always say that the third one, the third chance is the best. And so he closed the Bible and then he opened it again. And it said, "War." And it said, Judas went and hanged himself. He said, oh, it's not really good. You know, we'll always have a fourth chance, you know. And he opened the Bible again. And it said, what thou doest, do this, do it quickly. That's how people interpret the Bible. Let's stay away from that. Remember the context of the scripture. Read verses in the context of the whole passage, the chapter, and even the book. Finally, keep in mind the larger context of the New Testament or the Old Testament. Number 4, the Bible is progressive revelation. What does progressive revelation means? This means that we don't go around hunting for a goat or a sheep and a knife to offer it and sacrifice for the altar. The revelation today is Jesus became the Lamb of God. The Bible is progressive revelation. This means that generally the New Testament specifically interprets the Old Testament. Jesus came after the order of Melchizedek. He's a king and an apostle. Because he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he's the high priest. Number 5, always interpret the incidental passage by the systematic teachings of that topic. Consider all the passages dealing with the topic. We read the prodigal son, the 10 virgins, and many, many, many scriptures. We have to understand what the topic is talking about. Otherwise, you'll be going and robbing the bank. Number 6, interpret the unclear passages by the clear ones. See, we need to understand that the Bible is a twin. If you read one verse in the book of Revelation, you will find that same verse in the book of Ezekiel. And when you read the book of Ezekiel and the book of Revelation, what is in the book of Revelation will become clearer. But the cultish people will just pick one verse and say, this is what the verse means. Whereas when you take another verse, that's how people rejected Jesus. Because they said, it says in the scripture, no good will come from Nazareth. And they said, so Jesus Christ is not right. But the Bible again says the people in the land of Naphtali saw a great light. That was the twin verse and they didn't see that. Interpret the unclear passages by the clear ones. There's not just one verse in the Bible talking about a topic. There were hundreds and hundreds of prophecies of Jesus Christ before Jesus Christ was born. Number seven, beware of strange and novel interpretations, because cult leaders are expert in isolating passages and imposing their interpretation on it. Number seven. Number eight, the most important. Come to Scripture prayerfully. Confess your sins. Purify yourselves. Get right with God. Many shall be purified and made white, and the saints will understand, but the wicked will not understand. The Bible is sealed. Submit to be taught by the Holy Spirit. Tell God, Lord, I want you to teach me. Allow the Scripture to interpret itself and not be clouded by personal doctrinal presuppositions. An example, in the book of Revelation, it says there were two prophets, and one turned the waters into blood, and another prophet brought fire from heaven. And so they said these future two prophets are Enoch and Elijah, because Elijah brought fire from heaven in the Old Testament and he went out without dying. He went alive. And Enoch was another prophet in the Old Testament who went out without dying. And the people say these false doctrines, and cultish leaders say it wasn't fair that Enoch and Elijah went to heaven without dying. So we have to go to heaven and grab them down, make them come to this earth and be those two false prophets and kill them. So it'll be fair to all of us that they also died. Two people go to heaven without seeing death. These cultish leaders are not satisfied, want to drag them down from heaven. If God turned the waters into blood, he can use John Taylor to turn the water into blood. He doesn't need Moses or Elijah. If God brought fire from heaven, he doesn't need an Elijah. He can use Tom Henry to do that. With God, all things are possible. We have to be careful. We are coming to the last days. Cults are increasing. False doctrines are increasing. People's hearts are getting revealed. We need to stay in the presence of God, be filled with the Holy Spirit, and seek the discernment of God. Many people ask me counsel, and I tell them, you need to, as the man of the house, you need to go to God and ask for counsel. Don't listen to your wife. You ask God. You ask God as the man of the house. You decide. Why? She's also a believer. Yeah, Sarah was a believer, but look at Obama. He's still trying to fix the Middle East. And his blood pressure went up a notch because he can't fix it. If Abraham messed up and listened to Sarah, and God said, why don't you ask Sarah to fix it? God's not going to fix it. If you listen to your wife and messed up, you ask your wife to fix it. But don't make your wife a scapegoat either, because it was your fault that you listened to your wife. We men in the Church of the Living God, let's act like men. Let's flex our spiritual muscles. Let's go into the presence of God and come back and say, thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Where is the God of Elijah? Well, you become an Elijah first, and then start asking questions about the God of Elijah. Where are the signs and miracles? You first become a true believer. He that believeth on me, the same work that I did shall he do also. And greater work than thee shall he do, because I go unto the Father, and don't stand in front of the mountain trying to sketch the altitude, drawing a pretty picture of how hard it is. Go command the mountain. If it is the will of God that the mountain is moved, don't stand there looking at it. Command it to be moved in the name of Jesus, and it shall be moved. Do the will of God, not the will of man. And the will of God is portrayed in the Word of God. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us. Hallelujah. Praise God. One of us as the Lord leads, let us pray for these words of the Lord spoken, that God will continue to speak to us and encourage us. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. today, my Lord, my Father. We glorify thee, my Lord, my Father, and we praise thee for all these words and messages given us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, my Lord, my Father. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, we also, once again, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful word that you gave us, my Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Revealing the truth from thy word, O Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. That you are the God Almighty. Hallelujah. There is nobody above you, my Father God. Hallelujah. And you are our Heavenly Father, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who has adopted us into your kingdom, my Lord Jesus, to inherit thy kingdom, O Father. Hallelujah. 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 Help us all, my Father. Hearing thy word, O Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, that we'll continue to grow stronger in you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in strong foundation of our Lord Jesus Christ, my Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, overcoming all the powers of darkness in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah, and be always be, hallelujah, right in thy sight, O Lord Jesus, obeying thy word alone, my Father. Hallelujah, help us all, my Father, strengthen us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lord God Almighty. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If anyone else wants to pray, we can pray. But after that, we will sing, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet.